think music was very important, and it helped me adjust and find my identity in Australia. Yeah, it's really helped me through.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Kini ang siyam na taong gulang na si Dami Im nang dumating siya sa Brisbane mula sa South Korea noong 1998. Kasama niya ang ina at kapatid na lalaki.
First time I landed in Brisbane, it was in the middle of January, so it was really hot. Not many people and not so many cars.
Nanibago raw siya ng husto sa mga nakita sa bansang ito, lalo na nang nagsimula siyang mag-aral.
Even the teacher at school, they pronounced it as Dami, Demi, Tammy.
Naaalala ni Dami na madalas siyang tinutukso ng ibang mga bata sa paaralan.
You know, when you're a kid, you don't want to stand out, you know, and do something different to the other kids. But it was hard because I didn't know the language. I just wanted to blend in and be, you know, normal.
Dito nakatulong ang musika. Mula 5 taong gulang pa lamang ay tumutugtog na ng piano si Dami.
One day I had the opportunity to play piano at assembly, and that's when the kids saw that I could really play. That's when they went, wow, she's good at something.
Dahil sa husay niya sa musika, hindi nagtagal at naging pambansang bituin siya matapos manalo sa patimpalak na X Factor Australia. Bagamat sikat na si Dami, hindi pa rin siya nilulubayan ng pangungutya.
Comments and things like that, you know, saying, go back to your country, China. I'm not Chinese. Then I realized there's tons of other people who aren't like that.
Noong nakaraang taon, naganap ang pinakamalaking pagtatanghal sa buhay ni Dami. 200 milyong tao ang bumoto sa kanya bilang Eurovision runner-up.
I'm pretty proud that I got to represent Australia on an international stage at Eurovision. That's something that I'll always be very proud of, being an Australian.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.